Wheat streak mosaic virus hit South Dakota's wheat crop hard in 2025, with many winter wheat fields and even some spring wheat fields falling victim to the virus. It wasn't just a South Dakota issue, however, as wheat streak infected fields all across the plains. Infection of wheat streak mosaic virus comes from feeding by the wheat curl mite, a tiny pest that transmits the disease from one plant to another. Most infections happen in the fall, but symptoms don't manifest until spring. Here's Kansas State University Extension wheat specialist Kelsey Anderson Onofre describing signs of the virus.
Typically, we see these kind of green islands form in patches on the leaves. And then as the infection gets more severe, we'll see the green area kind of disappear and we get a pretty yellow mosaic pattern.
There's no rescue treatment to eradicate the virus once a plant is infected. Management can lessen infection, integrating numerous tactics to build a defense, starting well before planting.
So one is controlling our volunteer wheat, so killing the place where those curl mites survive. That's really critical for control here. Two is genetic resistance. So there isn't perfect resistance available in wheat varieties in general, but we do have some options, and choosing the best available option, it can really look like $1 million in a bad wheat streak mosaic situation.
A third strategy is delaying winter wheat planting until temperatures cool, if possible. Onofre reports infection of wheat in the earliest stages of development results in the highest yield loss. Onofre was a guest presenter at this winter's Crop Hour webinar, hosted by SDSU Extension. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.